This is a meditation on the embodiment of the authentic self, which includes the whole spectrum of gender and sexuality. It includes a mindfulness practice of attending to the present state of emotions, thoughts, and feelings. I invite you to find a way of sitting, standing, or laying that feels supportive and allows you to invite ease into being in this present moment and in this space. As you begin to settle, find a posture that can offer a balance of rest and attention to whatever extent is possible right now. The eyes may rest with a gentle lowered gaze. They may be closed if that is comfortable. This practice is about discovering only what is here and available now. There's nothing extra that you must do, and there's nothing that is lacking in what you have right now. In this moment, for this practice, what is available to you is just enough. You may want to begin by noticing what feels most supportive. It may be something in the surrounding on which the eyes can rest. Perhaps it's a sense of the body being held in connection with the surfaces below by the Earth's gravity. For some people, the breath, as it naturally rises and falls, is a resource to staying in this present moment. Whatever you find to be a support right now, it is available to you throughout this practice, and you may shift to that anchor at any point that it is needed or seems beneficial. Your instincts are trustworthy. In each of us, there's a boundless presence of generosity, compassion, and wisdom. Some part of these traits is almost always obscured by the circumstances of our lives. If we feel that we don't have enough, or that what we have is at risk, we may act ungenerous, miserly. If we are hurt or defensive, we may act incompassionate or unkind. If our lives are hurried or our minds clouded, we may act unwise or confused. These behaviors are not the true self. Considering this, one does not need to strive to be generous, compassionate, and wise. This is the intrinsic, natural way of being. It isn't found by taking on a burdensome lifestyle, but in the freedom of gently allowing greed, hate, and delusion to be released. For each of us, our most giving, loving, and perceptive self is not one that we create, but one we come home to on a discovery of truth. Just as each moment is a unique and unrepeatable expression of time, each person is a singular and evolving representation of all infinite possibilities. Although felt and expressed in different ways and in different intensities, gender, sexuality, and affection are a part of each person's experience. Just as every person is inherently generous, compassionate, and wise, all genders are innately generous, compassionate, and wise. All sexual and affectional orientations are innately generous, compassionate, and wise. People of all genders and of all sexual and affectual orientations are on a journey to be free from greed, hate, and delusion. Arriving in the true self is done not by rejection, but by acceptance, and with actions based on intentions of being generous, compassionate, and wise. As we continue to practice and perhaps examine the states of our mind, bodies, and hearts, you may want to offer this practice with the intention to cultivate more generosity, more compassion, and more wisdom. You may practice with the intention to generate these traits in yourself and in the community in which you connect. If you're a person who identifies as LGBTQ, you may want to hold this practice with the particular intention of cultivating self-acceptance, self-compassion, and self-understanding as an act of kindness not only to yourself, but to everyone who will benefit from it. Right now, in this moment, it may be helpful to notice what is present in the heart. What feelings are present or arising as the heart considers that when practiced with generosity, compassion, and wisdom, all genders and all sexual or affectional orientations are wholesome? To what extent is it possible right now to hold these emotions with acceptance and compassionate understanding, like you might for a dear friend? There's nothing to change or push away. Being present with the heart. Being present with its truth right now. Recalling the innate goodness of the heart. And right now, in this moment, it may also be useful to notice what is present in the mind. What thoughts are present and arising as the mind considers that when practiced with generosity, compassion, and wisdom, all genders and sexual or affectional orientations are wholesome? To what extent is it possible right now to hold these thoughts with acceptance and kind understanding, just as you might for a loved one? There's no need to change or to deny any thought. Just being present with the mind as it is. Observing and gently remembering that these thoughts, just as all thoughts, come and go. And right now, if it feels right for you in this moment, it may be useful to notice what is present in the body. What sensations or awarenesses are present and arising as the body experiences that when practiced with generosity, compassion, and wisdom, All genders, all sexual and affectional orientations are wholesome. To what extent is it possible right now to hold these feelings in the body with acceptance and compassionate understanding, just as you might for a loved one? There's no need to feel any particular way. Just noticing what is present. Being with the sensations as they are. Inviting and allowing whatever ease is available in this moment. In preparation to release this practice, gently return the focus to the anchor of awareness. If it's contact of the body with the surface supporting it, you may notice that and sense into that. Perhaps it's the breath naturally expanding and contracting the midsection, or moving in the nostrils. You may gently shift attention to the movement of breath. No matter what your chosen anchor is, allowing awareness to rest with it just for a moment. And when it's right for you to shift to a broader focus, moving out of this meditation practice, begin to invite movement into the body. Perhaps allowing the eyes to raise and lower, and then allowing in more light. The hands and feet to move as they're able. Maybe a deeper or fuller breath to move in the body. And returning when you're ready to this space surrounding you. Thank you for your practice. May the generosity, compassion, and wisdom that has been generated be of great benefit. May it serve to ease the suffering caused by misunderstanding of gender expression, sexuality, and affectional orientation.